Transport operators who plied the Accra-Lagos route have expressed worry about the lack of education on the Ebola disease to commuters on the corridor. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the operators said they expect immigration officers on the Ghana-Togo border to screen passengers for the Ebola disease, as their Nigerian counterparts do. Joyce Jachi went around some transport terminals in Accra to sample views of the operators.
The transport terminals visited were those who ply the Ghana-Nigeria corridor from the Neoplan station, Tudu and Paloma areas. At the Chisco Transport Services, the manager, Kobe Jackson, said no measures have been put in place by the Ghana Immigration Service at the Ghana-Togo border on the Ebola disease.
Nigerians who are coming into Ghana, they always come here and complain that what are they doing about it? Because somebody can even go through right here from here to Nigeria. It's only Nigerian border that they are very strict about it. If a Liberian one gets to Nigerian border, they will return you back.
Another transport operator at Tudu, also in Accra, said passengers without passports pay their way out at the borders without any education or screening.
You enter Nigeria with your car, they will pick you from Benin to Nigeria. Then from there, then we the drivers will take you straight to Nigeria town. That is my tool.
According to them, the Ebola disease has really affected their business.
When we discovered this Ebola, since then the percentage has come down a little bit, at least up to 60%.
Kobe Jackson said he has educated his staff on the disease and has taken drastic steps, including not allowing some nationals to board his buses to Nigeria. He does the by checking their passports or documentation before issuing tickets.
We don't carry people from all those Ebola area again to Nigeria. When you come in from Senegal, Mali, Liberia, Guinea, we don't give you a ticket again.